Action Horse News, your global link.
Agriculture expert raises concern over inconsistent supply of green bags by FRA. Zambia Land Alliance calls for laws to limit investor land ownership, and Congolese mining company rejects US allegations following sanctions. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has expressed concern over the inconsistent supply of empty grain bags by the Food Reserve Agency FRA to some satellite depots in various districts. Recently, Kapirimposhi District Commissioner Francis Hasalama said the shortage of empty grain bags had slowed down maize purchases in the district. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Bulaya questioned how the agency could face such shortfalls despite having clear annual targets. FRA must prepare adequately to ensure all districts are supplied with enough empty bags to avoid further shortages, said Dr. Bulaya. Dr. Bulaya noted that farmers are forced to wait long hours to be attended to, adding unnecessary cost to their operations. He warned that if the matter is not handled with the seriousness it deserves, some farmers may resort to selling their produce to briefcase buyers, posing a potential threat to national food security.
Now, the impediment and the delays has been, you know, due to shortfalls of these bags, which is not good at all. I think the Food Reserve Agency has to ensure that they prepare adequately and supply these prerequisites to all the depots as soon as possible, because farmers are being disadvantaged. We have cases where farmers are staying at these depots for quite a long time waiting to be attended to. This is a cost on the part of the farmers, and such things should not be allowed at all.
The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has warned pharmaceutical companies and pharmacies against engaging unqualified individuals to dispense medicines to customers. ZAMRA Public Relations Officer Lister Mutukwa said the trend commonly reported in some pharmacies poses a serious risk to public health, as it may result in patients receiving incorrect medication. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mutukwa stressed that only trained and licensed pharmacists are legally allowed to dispense medicines. Reports that some school leavers are attending to customers are very unfortunate, as only qualified personnel should dispense medicines to patients, said Ms. Mutukwa. Ms. Mutukwa further urged members of the public to report such cases to ZAMRA or the Health Professions Council of Zambia, HPCZ, for quick intervention whenever they suspect unqualified individuals are handling prescriptions. The Zambia Land Alliance has called for the enactment of laws that limit the amount of land that can be sold to investors and the duration for which it can be leased. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole described it as unfortunate that land is easily allocated to investors at a time when studies indicate that the country's remaining arable land is decreasing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Msole said lease periods of up to 99 years are impractical and favor investors over Zambians. While there is an acknowledgement that the country needs investors for national development, the available land must be allocated or leased in a coordinated manner, said Mr. Msole. Mr. Msole stressed the need for stakeholders to push for legal reforms that prioritize Zambian ownership and control of land. And Mr. Msole has encouraged Zambians seeking to acquire land to consider customary land as opposed to state land. He said customary land is generally cheaper and easier to obtain, making it a practical option for many Zambians. Mr. Msole also stressed the need for Zambians to develop a strong appetite for land ownership instead of spending heavily on luxury vehicles. The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed sadness over the death of four people, including two students and a younger driver who died on the spot in a road traffic accident along the Greatest Road. The accident occurred in the Silverest area when a Volvo truck and trailer failed to keep to its lane and collided head-on with a Toyota Vitz. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti described the incident as tragic, noting that it is unacceptable for lives to continue being lost in preventable road crashes. It suggested that the lack of adequate road inspectors to enforce traffic laws may be contributing to the problem. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti urged the Minister of Transport through the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, to expedite the recruitment of road inspectors to help restore order on the roads. Mr. Kamuti also expressed concern over the lack of proper road signage in some areas, warning that this too is contributing to accidents and must be addressed urgently.
As a professional driver, a PSV driver, all this is out of negligence from drivers, and the report which we are getting is driver error, all these accidents. So once these honorary inspectors are brought on board, I think they will help to bring sanity on our roads. If they will become more proactive, work side by side with RATSA and the Zambia Police Traffic Department, this is the only way out to see to it that these drivers are reprimanded. And also going forward.
In African news, the Congolese mining company sanctioned by the United States this week has said it categorically rejects allegations linking it to armed groups and mineral smuggling in turbulent Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday announced sanctions against the company over what it called the illicit sale of critical minerals smuggled from the mineral-rich region of Rubaya. The U.S. also sanctioned an armed group aligned with Congo's military, which Washington said controlled mining sites in Rubaya from 2022 to 2024, and two Hong Kong-based exporters. CDMC said control of its sites by armed groups meant the company could not operate legally. Coming up shortly, humanitarian groups say Israel vetting process preventing life-saving aid getting into Gaza. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. More than 100 organizations have signed a joint letter calling on Israel to stop the weaponization of aid into Gaza as starvation deepens. Humanitarian groups including Oxfam and Medicines Sans Frontières said they are increasingly being told they are not authorized to deliver aid unless they comply with the stricter Israeli regulations. Groups risk being banned if they delegitimize the state of Israel or do not provide detailed information about Palestinian staff, the letter says.
Sports update.
Chipolopolo Boys head coach Avram Grant says his side will do everything possible to win today when they take on Morocco at the ongoing Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations Chan tournament. The Israeli gaffer wants the players to show character today against Morocco. Zambia plays Morocco at Nyayo National Stadium at 16 hours in their Group A third round encounter. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has expressed concern over the inconsistent supply of empty grain bags by the Food Reserve Agency FRIA to some satellite depots in various districts. The Zambia Land Alliance has called for the enactment of laws that limit the amount of land that can be sold to investors and the duration of which it can be leased. And the Congolese